Australia remembers Dorothy Clark, whose unit of nurses was caring for repatriated POWs at war's end. Rewarding as the work was, sometimes Dorothy Clark had to fight back the tears.
When the war ended, our unit was sent down to Darley outside Melbourne to take the overflow of the prisoners of war. Naturally, it didn't take us long to see the condition that those young fellows were in. What stands out in my mind was the day I was in the day room where we had all the food brought down from the kitchens that we had to distribute around the wards. And this old-looking young man came in and said, "Nurse, could I please have a piece of bread and jam?" Well, I managed to hold the tears back until he'd gone out because I thought it was dreadful that our young men had been reduced to that. I still get tears when I think of it.
Australia remembers Daphne Dunn, who learned of the death of her husband, Albert Chown, on her 22nd birthday. Albert was killed in action in New Guinea, which earned him a Victoria Cross for bravery. Daphne never forgot the impact of seeing his grave for the first time.
It was a very, very simple grave. It was just something that I have always wanted to see, and I've been in limbo. Because when you've told of somebody dying, at least you see a coffin, you go to a cemetery. But that never happened. It was just something that you were told, and sometimes you didn't believe it. You thought that he might come marching home, might have lost his memory or something like that. So now I feel as though I have completed what I wanted to see. I mean, takes you back all that time and how you were when you're sweethearts and how you felt getting married. It was very, very emotional, but I feel a much better person for doing it.
Australia remembers Jack Davenport, a distinguished pilot with Coastal Command. For Jack, the celebrations of peace at war's end were unforgettable memories, but that joy is always saddened with vivid images of those who didn't make it.
I guess the thing I always remember most, particularly on occasions when there are commemorative services, is flying alongside a young pilot who was on his first or second trip and he'd been badly hit. His plane was on fire and he couldn't cope with the situation of putting it out. There was nothing he could do. And gradually he was getting closer and closer to the water, which was fairly rough. And I was flying, 30 feet away from him, and I could see this young man with very little chance of survival. And it always made a great impression on me, and I always think of that at commemorative services.
Saturday, August 15, marks the 75th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. Let's pay our respects to that amazing generation of Australians.